A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Question 11.
We should probably think about selecting someone to lead our study group. You know, somebody really organized.
Then you can count me out.
What does the man mean?
Question 12.
What do you think would be a reasonable price to pay for a new computer?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person. My brother gave me mine.
What does the man imply?
Question 13.
That's a nice-looking jacket. It fits you perfectly. I think you bought it recently?
Thanks. No, I've had it for a while. I've just been waiting for the weather to cool down.
What does the man imply?
Question 14. What's wrong with Harold today? He snapped even for no reason.
Don't worry, it's just the end of the semester pressure. He'll be his old self next week.
What does the woman say about Harold? Question 15.
I'm sorry. I need to work late tonight, so you should probably cancel our reservation at the restaurant.
Oh. Actually, I never got around to making one in the first place.
What does the man mean?
Question 16. Oh, I turned all of my white socks pink. I threw a red t-shirt in by accident.
Have you tried running them through again with bleach?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Question 17.
Some say you're frustrated because you weren't moving up the ladder quickly enough.
I want to laugh when I hear that. I don't know if anybody has moved up the ladder more quickly than I have.
What does the man mean?
Question 18. How do I look in this new sweater I bought yesterday? I was in a hurry, so I didn't have a chance to try it on.
Well, I really like the style, but it looks a little tight. You might want to take it back and get the next size up.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Now you will hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
Oh, Jack, I'm glad I called you. I wanted to tell you I have to skip the history study group discussion tonight.
Really? That's too bad. Aren't you feeling well?
Oh, it's not too bad. It's going to be a public meeting down the town hall. The state senator from this area is going to be there. She has this meeting 3 or 4 times a year to speak with her supporters.
Is that what you'd like to do with your evening? Going to listen to a politician's...
Actually, it's a class assignment. Professor Jackson, he's teaching that political science seminar I'm taking. He told all of us in the seminar to go and hear what the senator has to say tonight, and also write up a report about the issues people bring.
Oh, like medical care and tax and...
Right, as long as I'm there. And I think I'd like to bring up government funding for state universities. The tuition keeps going on, and it's getting harder and harder for a lot of students to afford it.
Tell me about it.
Anyway, I want to do a really good job on this report. I need to get a letter of recommendation from Professor Jackson for graduate school. So I guess I'd better show up there tonight and see what's going on.
Yeah, but what about the rest of the history test?
Well, I already put some time on that this morning. So I think by tomorrow afternoon I'll be ready.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Why does the man assume the woman is not feeling well? Question 20. What is the general purpose of the meeting the woman plans to attend? Question 21. What does the woman hope to discuss tonight? Question 22. What does the woman hope Professor Jackson will do for her? Conversation 2. I've just finished reading a book of short stories by Hamlyn Galen called May Traveled Road. I've really enjoyed it. Have you ever read it?
Yes, it was a required reading in the American Literature course I took last year. Even though it's fiction, you get a realistic picture of the hard life people had on the American frontier. I don't think I would survive the 19th century frontier life.
Me either. Remember that story, The Car Roads? Galen gives the vivid impression of Julie Peterson, that young immigrant girl. She had to work on her family farm.
Uh-huh.
Well, when Julie feels exhausted, and she is wishing she can escape from her hard labor, she looks over her father working in the next field, and she is inspired to continue her own work.
I do remember that story. Galen really captures the spirit of hard work that was so typical of immigrants and pioneers who settled the American Midwest. It's difficult to imagine that nothing seems to discourage them for long.
I wonder how Galen learned so much about the Midwest. Was he from Boston?
He lived in Boston. In fact, he studied and taught in Boston School of Oratory. But I think he was born in Carbillon, Wisconsin. He did grow up in the Midwest.
No wonder his description is so good. I'm going to take this book back to the library now and see what other of Galen's works I can find.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23. What does Hamlyn Galen describe in May Traveled Road? Question 24. Why does the man mention Julie Peterson? Question 25. Where's the man going now?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. It's 8 o'clock on Tuesday, May 1st. Here is the news. Between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. last night, 5 thieves broke into the country house of Lord and Lady Chesfield on an island. They entered by a window at the rear of the house and surprised the owners who were watching television in the drawing room. After disconnecting the phone and tying up Lord and Lady Chesfield, the thieves escaped with 16 precious paintings. The market value of such artwork has been estimated at somewhere around £4 million. Lord and Lady Chesfield were not seriously harmed, but have been treated for shock in the hospital. Early this morning, a woman with a Scottish accent telephoned the Times in London to say that the Chesfield Organization for Freedom claimed the responsibility for the theft. This is the third time this year that this organization has claimed the responsibility for an act of this kind. The organization defends all the farmers on the island. The farmers were forced to leave their lands when Lord Chesfield, their landlord, refused to renew their traditional lease last year in order to extend the reservation area for birds.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What were Lord and Lady Chesfield doing when the thieves broke into their house? Question 27. What did the five thieves do? Question 28. What did Lord Chesfield do to the farmers? Question 29. What's the organization's purpose in breaking into Lord Chesfield's house? Passage 2. A deadly, infectious outbreak swept through a small city in Zaire, Africa last spring, killing more than 100 people. The killer was a rare virus that caused most victims to bleed to death. As scientists rushed to control the outbreak, people in the U.S. wondered, could it attack here? We are foolish if we think that it couldn't come to our country, say doctors. The virus can be highly infectious. If you come in contact with a victim's blood or other bodily fluids, you can get sick too. All it takes is one infected person to start such a disease. That's what scientists believe happened in Zaire. The healthcare workers who treated the first victims soon fell ill too. The problem was they had no protective equipment to prevent themselves from being infected. International rescue workers brought equipment to Zaire soon after the outbreak occurred. Now the disease appears to be under control. One big mystery is that no one knows where the virus comes from or where it will strike next. Some scientists say that the virus lies inactive in the cells of some kind of plant, insect, or other animal. Then it somehow finds its way to infect humans. Scientists are now headed into the jungles of Africa to find out where the virus lives. Once they find the virus, they also hope to find ways to combat it.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 30. How does the disease mentioned in the passage spread? Question 31. What happened to most of the victims stricken with this disease? Question 32. Why are the scientists going to the African jungles? Passage 3. A team of scientists recently began a project to measure the effects of loud noises on sea animals. If the sounds don't harm the animals, then the researchers can go ahead with a plan to transmit sound waves through the Pacific Ocean to take the Earth's temperature. Sound travels faster through warm water than cold water. By analyzing the speed of sound through the ocean over time, the scientists will be able to determine if our planet is warming up. The experiment was nearly canceled more than a year ago because environmental groups feared that the sound will confuse or harm the sea animals. So scientists are conducting tests on the animals first. The researchers lowered a sound speaker that emits low-frequency sound about 1,000 meters beneath the ocean. Scientists at the site transmit sound waves into the ocean. Radio transmitters attached to some of the sea animals help the researchers keep track of the animals' movements. If sea animals are distressed by the sounds, they would swim away from the speakers. So far, there aren't any signs that the animals are being harmed. Researchers on the site noticed that large numbers of sea animals swim near the speaker, whether it was turned on or off, but it is still too soon to know for sure, the scientists admit. The test will continue through September. If all goes well, they say, we can begin measuring temperature changes on our planet.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. What is the purpose of analyzing the speed of sound through the Pacific Ocean? Question 34. What was the reaction of the sea animals to the sound tests? Question 35. For what purpose were the radio transmitters used?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Children who do not get enough good food in the first 2 years of life suffer lasting damage. They may be underdeveloped or underweight. They may suffer from poor health or limited intelligence. In addition, poorly nourished children are more likely to drop out of school and earn less money as adults. Too little food is not the only cause of poor nutrition. Many children who live in homes with plenty of food suffer for other reasons. For example, the study says that mothers often fail to give their newly born babies their first breast milk. It is full of nutrients that improve a baby's ability to fight infections and disease. The study also links malnutrition to economic growth in poor countries. A lack of nutrition in early childhood can cost developing nations up to 3% of their yearly earnings. Many of these same countries have economies that are growing at a rate of 2 to 3% yearly. The study suggests that poor countries could possibly double their economic growth if they improved nutrition. Africa and South Asia are affected the most by poor nutrition. The study says about half of all children in India do not get enough good food. Other parts of the world are also severely affected, including Indonesia, Uzbekistan, Yemen, Guatemala, and Peru. The study recommends that developing countries change their policies to deal with malnutrition. Instead of directly providing food, the study suggests educational programs in health and nutrition for mothers with young babies. It also recommends cleaner living conditions and improvements in health care.
Now the passage will be read again.
Children who do not get enough good food in the first 2 years of life suffer lasting damage. They may be underdeveloped or underweight. They may suffer from poor health or limited intelligence. In addition, poorly nourished children are more likely to drop out of school and earn less money as adults. Too little food is not the only cause of poor nutrition. Many children who live in homes with plenty of food suffer for other reasons. For example, the study says that mothers often fail to give their newly born babies their first breast milk. It is full of nutrients that improve a baby's ability to fight infections and disease. The study also links malnutrition to economic growth in poor countries. A lack of nutrition in early childhood can cost developing nations up to 3% of their yearly earnings. Many of these same countries have economies that are growing at a rate of 2 to 3% yearly. The study suggests that poor countries could possibly double their economic growth if they improved nutrition. Africa and South Asia are affected the most by poor nutrition. The study says about half of all children in India do not get enough good food. Other parts of the world are also severely affected, including Indonesia, Uzbekistan, Yemen, Guatemala, and Peru. The study recommends that developing countries change their policies to deal with malnutrition. Instead of directly providing food, the study suggests educational programs in health and nutrition for mothers with young babies. It also recommends cleaner living conditions and improvements in health care.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Children who do not get enough good food in the first 2 years of life suffer lasting damage. They may be underdeveloped or underweight. They may suffer from poor health or limited intelligence. In addition, poorly nourished children are more likely to drop out of school and earn less money as adults. Too little food is not the only cause of poor nutrition. Many children who live in homes with plenty of food suffer for other reasons. For example, the study says that mothers often fail to give their newly born babies their first breast milk. It is full of nutrients that improve a baby's ability to fight infections and disease. The study also links malnutrition to economic growth in poor countries. A lack of nutrition in early childhood can cost developing nations up to 3% of their yearly earnings. Many of these same countries have economies that are growing at a rate of 2 to 3% yearly. The study suggests that poor countries could possibly double their economic growth if they improved nutrition. Africa and South Asia are affected the most by poor nutrition. The study says about half of all children in India do not get enough good food. Other parts of the world are also severely affected, including Indonesia, Uzbekistan, Yemen, Guatemala, and Peru. The study recommends that developing countries change their policies to deal with malnutrition. Instead of directly providing food, the study suggests educational programs in health and nutrition for mothers with young babies. It also recommends cleaner living conditions and improvements in health care.